The Saints have wrapped up their final full practice before facing the Carolina Panthers in this week's matchup. Welcome to the Afternoon Wrap, sponsored by Acme Oyster House. I'm Cindy Robinson, joined by John DeShazer here at the Ochsner Sports Performance Center. This week's matchup against the Carolina Panthers is a big one because it's for the NFC South lead, right, JD?
Yeah, a lot of principles involved in this one. Obviously, 8-3, both teams. The Saints actually do have the lead because they won the earlier game at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte. However, this gives the Panthers an opportunity, if they win this game, to nudge ahead of the Saints by a game, a full game in the loss column, and that's where it really counts. So the Saints, if they win this game, essentially will be worth two games. They'll be one game ahead. However, they'll be two games ahead in terms of head-to-head because they'll sweep the season series. So that's always a good look for a team that's trying to win its division title, as the Saints are attempting to do. And one of the guys who obviously understands that, NFC Defensive Player of the Month, Cam Jordan, who will be going against a familiar nemesis in Cam Newton.
This is his 14th time I've seen him. Yeah, I'd say familiarity is key. That being said, he's looking elite this year. This part of the second game plan, how do you say this? You know, first time we played him, you know, he was trying to be more of a pocket passer. He's back to doing exactly what he's great at, extending the play, making plays down the field. And these are things that we're going to have to be aware of. McCaffrey looks a lot more comfortable in his role on the team. And everybody knew how shift he was. And at this point, he's embraced it. You got to focus on everything that they've got going on. McCaffrey, Cam, Funchess, Stewart. In my mind, it's going to be up to us to put pressure on the quarterback and not allow him to escape the pocket.
Just a few weeks ago, the Panthers traded away Kelvin Benjamin. Now they have a new number one target in receiver Devin Funchess.
You know, there's that confidence level he and the quarterback have together. So, he's playing more one side at the X. He's certainly one of the red zone targets. He's one of the third down targets. So I think anytime you see a player evolve in our league, for that matter, really any league, there's one game, there's confidence, and there's another game, and then pretty soon, he's playing good football, and that's a credit to him. You know, he's really doing well.
This week, fans may recognize a familiar face reemerging on the field this week.
Yeah, New Orleans native Arthur Millette, cornerback, rookie, is really excited about being back on the field for the Saints. He's played previously this year. He played against Carolina, as a matter of fact, the first time, only played special teams. That's probably the only thing he's going to do on Sunday, but obviously he's glad to be back in front of the home fans.
Just coming there, help out on special teams, every unit, to try to make a play, help my team out.
How excited are you to be back in the mix again?
I'm very excited, first home game, official home game on the 53-man roster, so it's a blessing.
Kind of ironic that it's against Carolina.
Yeah, very. I was like, dang, started off with them and, back at home with them again. So, it's a blessing.
So, JD, Millette is active this week, which probably means that someone is inactive due to injuries.
Yeah, unfortunately for the Saints, that'd be safety, the rookie Marcus Williams. He's got a growing injury. He exited the last game with that injury. He will not be active this week. Neither will tight end Kobe Fleener. He's dealing with a concussion issue, so he's probably still in concussion protocol. We know for a fact that both of those guys, they've been ruled out already. We don't necessarily know the status of left tackle Teron Armstead or cornerback Marshawn Lattimore. Both of those guys were listed as limited in practice on Friday. We'll continue to watch their status. And also, you just have to continue to watch the injury report. We don't know exactly what's up with P.J. Williams. He was not on the field during a portion of practice that the media was available to see. So, again, those are three big names that we'll just continue to monitor.
You can check out those updates on NewOrleansSaints.com. Otherwise, that's the end of the Afternoon Wrap. Thank you for watching. I'm Cindy Robinson along with John DeShazer.